Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Grace, I think I'll just get a few prayers tonight. Our nation is in such an array and turmoil. I'm going to ask some of you who are prayer warriors, amen, to believe God and know that He's able to do the same.
Shut that door, I'm on the line, prayer line.
Oh, praise the Lord. He's able to do exceeding abundantly for you, and He will make a way. Amen. God bless you. I want to ask Mother Wilson, will you lead us in prayer tonight, and also Sister LaTanya, Ambassador LaTanya Williams. Y'all lead us in prayer. Mother Wilson, we would like for you to start out, if you would. Thank you. Are you there, Mother Wilson?
This is Mother Wilson.
Mother, would you start us out in prayer tonight?
All right.
Thank you so much. And then Sister LaTanya, the Master Elect LaTanya Williams, if she would follow her, if we can get her on here. Go ahead, Mother.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. We thank God for you. And we thank the Lord tonight for being able to do this for you. Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, we thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you for giving us grace to be able to be on the prayer line, to be able to pray and to petition to you for everyone that is on the prayer line and those that are off of the prayer line. And dear God, we ask you to forgive us for everything that we have omitted doing for you today. Everything that we don't even know that we didn't do. And in Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you because you are so wonderful. You have done so much for us until we cannot tell it all. We thank you, God, for giving your life for us, that we may have a right to the tree of life, that we may have a way out of hell and to live and to be happy. God, I thank you tonight. I thank you for the prayer line. I thank you for being able to pray and to seek you, your face, that we will be able to go back with you when you come. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to look on those that is incarcerated. We ask you to bless those that need the help, oh God, that they need. And we know that you is able to supply their every need according to the riches and glory. And, oh, Lord, we know that you is a God that stands by what you said. Give us more faith. Let us have more faith, Lord, in ourselves and in you as well, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to get the things that we ask you for. And I know by faith that we will be able to seek in the faith that you can say that which is lost, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, help us tonight. Help us, oh, God, to be able to see the things that we need to see in righteousness, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, bless those bereaved families. And in the name of Jesus, bind Satan. We bind Satan right now in the killing of God, gun shooting. Oh, God, make them take the guns away. Make them throw them down when they get ready to put them up for somebody else. Make them throw them on the ground in the name of Jesus. God, we know you got the power, and we know that you can do it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you shield us and protect us. Keep us in your care. Keep watch over us all night, Lord, as we slumber and sleep. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, give us peace in our mind, peace in our body. Bless the prayer leader tonight, Dr. Johnson, in the name of Jesus and his family. Shield them and protect them, oh, God. Let your angel be over them and around them and all above in the name of Jesus. We know that you can do it in the name of Jesus. And all of your apostles and apostles, God, we know that you is able to give them wisdom to know what to say and how to say it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless, 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 bless. We ask you to bless each and everyone in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you for your mercy tonight. We thank you for your love and your kindness. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the bread that you have given us. We thank you for the water in the name of Jesus. But we know that you're the bread and sovereign land, oh God. And you water in dry places in the name of Jesus. And God, you was able to make the rough places plain. Oh God, we know that you was able to help us as we go along today in the name of Jesus. Touch us, Lord, and give us what to say and how to say it. When we talk, oh God, let us say something that is encouraging. Don't let us say something that is not encouraging to discourage somebody, but let us encourage somebody in the name of Jesus. And we'll thank you, God, and we'll give you a name to praise. And your honor, oh God, the glory is yours. It belongs to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, help us. Help us, Lord. We can't do nothing without you. It's you, Lord, to help us, to give us strength, to give us to know what to do, to give us to know how to do, and to continue, oh God, to give wisdom to our leader, give wisdom to our mother in the nation, oh God. We know that you're able to do that above and abundantly. We're looking for you to keep us and carry us on. And, oh God, supply all of our needs in the name of Jesus according to your riches and glory. And we know that the cattle on a thousand hills are yours. And, oh God, we are heaven's on ever yours. And give us grace, oh God. Give us grace in the hardest places. And we know you can wash us clean. Keep us, oh God, so we be white as snow. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God, and receive the vows. The vows, oh God, the things that come against us, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, and we give your name the praise, and the glory and the honor shall be yours, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen.
Thank you, Mother Wilson. Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Latonya Williams, are you there? Are you working? I know you may be working tonight. If so, we understand. But if you can, would you pray? All right. She may be working tonight. I'm going to ask Ambassador Lake Geraldine Garnett, would you lead us in a word of prayer to me?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you tonight, Lord, give me your honor and praise. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for anything we did or said that was pleasing to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. The word says if you be willing and obedient, so you can go to the land. So, Father, we want to be obedient to you and your word right now in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up Chief and Dr. Johnson and his family right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up real Lord in the name of Jesus. Keep your arm of protection over her. Keep the blood over her. In Jesus' name, keep her heart encouraged. In Jesus' name, Lord, bless this bloodline tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, each and every prayer request, Lord, granted. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for your blood, Lord. You keep the blood over us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you for your word, Lord, speaking life to ourselves each and every day. Thank you for Dr. John for teaching us the word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way. Encourage each and every ambassador you have right now, every mother, Lord, in the name. In the name of Jesus, mother, to the nation right now in the name of Jesus. In her request that she is up before you, we already know it is granted in Jesus' name. And Father, we just want to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy to be praised right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up all the the young people's up right now, the youth, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, keep your arm of protection over them right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to honor you, and we praise you, and we see healing over your people that's down and out going through their bodies right now, in the name of Jesus. By his stripes, we are healed, in Jesus' name. Thank you. We lift every marriage up, Lord. In Jesus' name, and we forever be to pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. Charlene Garner, God bless you. All right. Just before we pray here tonight again, I want to ask, are there any special prayer requests so we can note it in our prayer? Anybody got to move in a hurry now, jump in there if they got something. Otherwise, I'm getting ready to pray. Any prayer requests? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
All right. Any special?
I have a special request for Miss Linda Davis and Miss Rosa Stokes.
Tell us who you are.
I'm Linda Davis. I live in West Memphis, Arkansas. I'm saved. And I just moved back here from St. Louis, Missouri.
All right. Tell us and your prayer request, Sister Linda, Mother Linda.
I want a prayer request set out for me because I need to find a home to live in that I can call my Jesus in mind.
All right.
And
didn't we pray for that last night?
Yes.
You got to give anointing time to work.
Yes.
He's going to do it. He heard our prayer last night. It's on the way. You just believe it, okay?
Yes.
Believe it.
I want to thank you for that also.
Yeah. Thank God for you, Mother.
Oh, I already know
Mother
God.
Davis.
Huh?
Mother Davis, I thank God for you.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate you letting me do what I did last night.
Absolutely, Mother.
Yes.
Let me see here. Any other prayer requests?
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me?
Huh?
Sister Lucille.
All right.
I'm asking prayer. Me and my daughter, Charlita, we went and looked at two houses today. And I'm claiming the victory, and I'm asking the saints to pray for me that one of the houses is mine.
All right.
This is the apostle, and I'm going to put in prayer for Sister Stokes' daughter. She wasn't able to get her out today because she didn't have the money, and she seemed like she's kind of slipping over in depression, and we want to pray for her that the Lord will help her to keep her mind, so that she'll be able to get out and they won't see anything else wrong with her.
Okay.
The main capital.
So what we're going to do is rebuke that depression. All right. Anybody else?
Good evening, Dr. Pastor
Adams.
This is Ambassador Elect Frierson, area code 616. I would like to request prayer for my friend, Mother Esther Hamilton. She was on the shut-in line last month. She prayed for us and ministered to us. She has had two nephews to die in 1 month. And she should be on the line. Mother Hamilton, are you there?
Oh, my God.
Mother Hamilton? Oh, you know. Well, anyway, hopefully she's on the line because I talked to her prior to coming on the line myself. But she's from Oklahoma, and I would like to request prayer for the family.
I would like prayer.
Brother Hamilton, are you on the line? Okay. God bless you. All right, do we have any other prayer requests?
This is a good one.
I would like
to sue now.
Apostle Adams, I would like prayer.
This is
our open request.
Chicago, and I would like to have prayer for me, myself. I'm having a problem with my knees. And I also would like to have a prayer request for my son, Willie Scott, for better understanding.
Willie Scott.
Yes.
All right. Better understand it. Is he saved?
Say one year.
Is he saved?
No, he not.
All right. We may start right there, Mother. And his understanding will be better. Don't you want him saved? Amen?
Oh, yes. That would be good if he would.
God can break down anybody.
Yeah.
And saved. Okay. All right. Who on the prayer line? One of our prayer warriors who would take some of these requests and pray for those that you got down. I'll follow up if you miss some of them. Sister Lucille. Amen. She wants you to pray. She looked at two homes, and she wants one of them. Amen. Lord bless her, one of them. Amen. I'm going to ask the Lord also to give her nice furniture, too. Amen. That's for Sister Lucille. And Mother Linda Davis, let's pray for her. And she needs a home, a beautiful furniture. And let's pray that prayer for her. Two home situations. Mother Linda Davis and Sister Lucille. Then, let me see. Pray for her daughter, Charlisa, too. I'm making a little bit too much noise for me now. If it keeps up, you know, we'll have to do something about it, all right? And Ambassador-elect Frierson, yeah, she's praying for Mother Esther Hamilton. Oh, my God. From Oklahoma. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's remember Mother Hamilton. And that the Lord will bless her in a glorious way. And Aretha, amen, I always want to say Franklin. Sister Aretha Scott there in Chicago, her knees. Oh, yeah. And her son, Willie Scott, yeah, she wants him saved. Amen. Some of you prayer warriors on this line, jump in there and start praying. Amen. Pray in the name of Jesus. We should have two trying to get in at a time. Because God has been so good to y'all. Come on, jump in there and start praying here tonight.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you once again. Give me our hand, praise, Lord. We lift in our sister Lucia. And, Lord, you say you will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. So, Father, we ask you, we believe you, and we have the faith. You said we have the faith. You've got the power. So, Father, we know that it is well and done in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Lord, for every request that has been placed up before you right now in the name of Jesus. You just that kind of God. So, we know that you are ultra awesome God right now in the name of Jesus. And we just want to thank you, thank you, thank you for all what you're doing for us right now in the name of Jesus. And we just honor you and praise you. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Touch, 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 deliver, 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 and set free right now in Jesus' name. It's done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Beautiful, Mom. As we move forward tonight, I want to just thank God, and I want y'all to help me thank him 1,000 times a piece. They're all overseas and everywhere thanking the Lord. But I'm going to add part of my thanks for Mother Linda Davis, having a beautiful home and beautiful furniture. Sister Lucille, having a beautiful home with beautiful furniture. And touch Charlisa, and bless her, Lord, bring her closer to you. Oh, God, I'm asking all for Sister Stokes' daughter that she would have no depression. And I'm praying for Mother Wilson. Amen. I'm praying for Master-elect Frierson. And Mother Esther Hamilton from Oklahoma. I'm praying for you, Sister Aretha, your knees, and your son, Willie Scott, that he would be saved and have a better understanding. Let's go to thanking God. I'm just going to pray and thank him during this time. Come on, everybody, open lines open to you. Come on, help me thank him. He's been mighty good to you. Come on. Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Glory unto God. God, we praise you for the people.
Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Some new raises on the job.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Praise your name. Praise you.
God, for not letting them overcome the people.
Thank you for not letting them overcome.
The people on this line triumph over what the enemy's trying to do to them.
Yes.
For equal pay. Oh, God.
Thank you.
More money. Mm-hmm. But God, we're asking you to consider these women and give them equal pay in the name of Jesus.
Equal pay in the name of Jesus.
God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you.
Thank you,
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Everything has to obey him. Thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus'
God bless you. All right. We love you, and we've been on here long enough. We thank them 1,000 times, and amen, and amen, and amen. Just remember that whatever you're going through, everything, I mean everything, will be all right. He can make it all right, and he can bless you beyond compare. It's going to be all right. I tell you, it's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right.
All right.
God bless you. Y'all have a good night. And we'll be back again if the Lord says the same thing.
All right.
Amen,
Chief.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Bryson, are you on here tonight?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Why don't you let them know what you need to fulfill that fast? I'm sorry. We're all night shut in.
Sure.
You don't need but 3 or 4 people, and we'll have it done.
I'm going by memory, but if my memory serves me correctly, we need people to minister from 3 a.m. until 4.
Okay. 3 to 4? Oh,
yes.
We can do it 3 to 3:30 or 3:30 to 4. But whoever wants that hour, I'm telling you, you ought to be running to jump in here and say, let me have it. Because some of the miracles that you need in your household, God may do that for you just because he sees that you want to praise him.
Oh,
I'm going to keep on telling you, you can praise your way for a miracle. Amen. And when you do something for God, he'll do something for you. I'm telling you, he will. I'm trying to find this scripture here right now. I want to give it to you that will bless you and your family. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. All right. So work that for me for a moment, Ambassador-elect Friesen.
Okay. Good evening, saints. Praise God for each and every one of you. And as you know, our monthly study-in is soon to come. The date is Wednesday, June 29th, and it starts at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. All of the times are based on Central Standard Time, and we do have an opening. We need someone, one or two people, to minister from 3 a.m. to 3:30 a.m. or 3:30 a.m. to 4 a.m.
And thanks, you can pray. You can get somebody else to do a message for you. Run it by us, or just call us and let us know. And because I want to know something about them. Or you can have praise and worship, singing, praise and worship in God, just like an all-night shut-in. I never forget, sometimes those old saints would be on the floor and sing, oh, Lord, oh, yes. Just moaning in the spirit. Amen. But you'll be leading the service is what we ask you to do. Amen. If you want to read scriptures, that's all right with me. If you want to have different people that you've asked in your area to join you, and maybe one of them want to bring a brief message, that's great. Amen. And then you might have to, you might want to have 4 or 5 different prayers. Whatever. You might want to open up the scripture and get what people think about a certain scripture. Whatever. We just want to stay all night with the Lord. Keep it around Jesus, and it'll be all right with me. All right.
Pardon me, Chief. This is Sheila Brown at 913. And Sister Friesen, can I have a speaker, and I would like to run it across you all. Chief, you know him. His name is Deacon David Betts.
All right. That would be all right with me.
I was with him today, and I asked would he join me for our all-night chat-in, and he said it'd be fine if it'd be fine with you.
All right. I don't mind at all. I know Deacon Betts.
Okay. Deacon David?
David Betts.
Yeah. And what state is he from?
Kansas.
He's right here in Kansas City, Kansas.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Thank you, Mitch.
Ambassador-elect Friesen.
Do we have any stickers?
You need anybody else?
My phone number is area code 616-389-4092.
All right. All
right. Did I hear someone in the background?
Anybody else? Do you have any other hours or 30-minute section left?
From 3 to 3.30, 3.30 to 4. I'm just going by memory right now. I don't have my
did you just
my schedule in front of me. But I know that the 3 o'clock hour is open.
All right.
And
so they just took the 3.30 hour, or what was that?
Yes, 3 to 3.30.
Okay, that's 30 minutes. Anybody else want to take that? 3 o'clock to 3.30. All right. God bless you. You're giving me the opportunity. It may have brought healing to your body. It may have saved your daughter. But, you know, you make your own decision. We just offered it to you. All right. God bless all of you. We've had a wonderful night. And we thank God for you and appreciate what the Lord is doing in your life. Amen. I'm just reminded of what we did with my mother. I saw her whenever the fast music would start, the shout music, as we call it. Mama would get up and start Johnson Walker. And then other times, Mother Johnson would take off and start pushing a walker, walking around the front of the church. And God showed me that when people come out of a terrible or a long operation, many times they put them in rehab.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? It helps them keep their limbs flexible, or they won't get stiff. Amen. And the doctor sends them straight to rehab. I know a lady who's been in rehab 3 or 4 weeks. Amen. Moving that leg, moving that feet, getting ready to go back into society. Amen. Oh, my God. And they go into that Holy Ghost rehab. Or rather, they go into rehab and to get them ready. But the Lord showed me that He has a Holy Ghost rehab.
Amen.
When you start that shout music, just get up and let the Lord use you to praise Him in the holy dance. When we start that shout music, just get up and Lord, let the Lord help you to move your arms and move your legs. You don't want them to get stiff on you now. Amen. Some of y'all have been shouting in years. But you need to be a part of this Holy Ghost rehab, that God might strengthen your body. See, one of the terrible, terrible plights that the enemy is trying to bring on the saints is he wants them to get too tired and too big to move, too tired to move, can't hardly move your legs or feet. He doesn't want to do that. Why? He didn't want you to do that because he didn't want you to be able to do anything for the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to keep your body lubricated. That, those hands, those legs, those feet. Amen. And just keep your body lubricated so you can move for the Lord. That will help take away from those pains in your knees and pains in your back and pains in your feet and pains in your neck. All these things will help you. You try just a few days and see, don't you say, I feel better.